Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Humboldt County, in particular Eureka and Ferndale, are not the only communities waiting for the final results from Tuesday's election. County officials in Del Norte are still counting ballots that could reshape the Board of Supervisors and the Crescent City Council. Roger Gitlin maintains a slim, if insurmountable, lead over incumbent Leslie McNamara for the supervisor's seat and is expected to be declared the winner once the ballots have been certified. In Eureka, incumbent Linda Atkins holds a slim lead over challenger Joe Bonino, again a race that is expected to be called for Atkins. And the Ferndale mayor's race, which ended in a dead heat, remains undecided. The College of the Redwoods, continuing its work to provide training and education for students looking to transition immediately into the workforce, announced today that it will offer a free informational meeting for those interested in taking medical assisting classes. The meeting will be held on the 15th from 3 o'clock until 5 p.m. at the downtown Eureka site. The Medical Assistance Program is just one of the programs CR offers in healthcare occupations. The medical assisting class lasts 13 weeks and includes lab work, classroom training, and clinical work at a local healthcare facility. For more information, contact the college or check the website. Residents of Bayside gathered at the Grange last night to continue discussion on making improvements to Old Arcata Road to make it safer for vehicles, pedestrians, and cyclists. The Better Together grassroots group has received a $2,000 grant from the Humboldt Area Foundation, and volunteers have been joining groups that will focus on improving safety, particularly for bicyclists and pedestrians, and the next meeting will be held on the 18th. St. Joseph's Hospital announced today that the new Northeast Tower will be open to patients on Sunday. The facility will house the ICU, pre-op and post-op surgical care, surgery suites and operating rooms, and an expanded emergency department. Patients will be moved into the tower on Sunday as the wing becomes fully operational. And the County Department of Environmental Health has expanded its quarantine on sport-harvested clams and scallops taken from Humboldt Bay. The clams and scallops join mussels on the quarantine list due to increased levels of a naturally occurring toxin that is dangerous to humans. The quarantine does not extend to commercially sold clams and mussels and scallops because those distributors are subject to frequent and mandatory testing. If you have any questions, you are encouraged to contact the County Department of Health. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a traffic collision that killed one man and sent two other people to the hospital. The driver of a Toyota was headed southbound on Highway 101 near Leggett when for some reason the vehicle crossed the median and collided head-on with the other car. The driver of the second vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene and the passenger was taken to the hospital for treatment along with the driver of the Toyota. DUI is not considered a factor, and the investigation continues. The National Weather Service reports that a cold front moving down from the Gulf of Alaska will bring more rain, some hail, and cold temperatures this weekend. You can expect the mercury to dip into the low 30s, with some areas seeing below freezing temperatures overnight. Rain, fog, and hail will make driving more dangerous, so check weather forecasts before you set out and slow down. A McKinleyville man is out $130,000 and faces possession and transportation of marijuana charges. 36-year-old John Denny was driving near Laytonville earlier this week when Mendocino County deputies pulled him over for having illegally tinted windows. A canine unit was with one of the responding deputies and alerted on Denny's vehicle. A search turned up the $130,000 in cash, a pound of processed weed, four large duffel bags associated with the transportation of marijuana, a taser, and numerous documents that indicated marijuana sales transactions. Denny was booked into jail, but he soon bailed himself out. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.